Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I want to welcome everybody for listening in. I will be your host, Black Israel. I'm got a good show today. So I want to welcome everybody from D.C., Maryland, Chicago, Connecticut. I mean, I appreciate all y'all for listening in. You know, this kingdom working, it's not always easy. I'm coming at you live out of Washington, D.C., the most corrupted city in the world. Okay, now, we got a good show today. My online class, y'all on there? Okay, I see y'all, okay. All right, I want to welcome y'all. Also, I want to also say shalom to my group on Facebook. That is Black Israel Nation Talk Show. So check it out. Follow me on Facebook at Israel Black, okay? So you can follow me there. You also can follow me on Blog Talk Radio. / Black Israel 96 and follow me on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, to this evening's show, we got the breakdown of Christ criticizing the religion leaders. Christ never taught religion. Okay, Christ never liked the religion. Okay, so we're going to get into a couple of scriptures right quick because I got a lot to cover within the half an hour. And again, I want to thank all my brothers and sisters who always follow me every week when I do come online. You know what I'm saying? When the weeks I do come online on Fridays, I want to take that time out and thank them brothers and sisters who do listen to me around worldwide. Okay, the first question we're gonna hit tonight is I want y'all to get Matthew chapter 23 verse 1. Let's get it. Now I'm gonna go a little fast so you can always listen to the rebroadcast to catch it because I'm gonna have to go run through these scriptures. All right. And I'm going to break them down so y'all can get to understand it. But y'all can always go back and read over them, okay? You can read over the scriptures yourself, okay? Again, we are breaking down of Christ criticizing the religion leaders, right? And he never taught religion. Christ was not about religion, okay? He ain't play. Christ did not play, okay? So here we go, chapter 23, verse 1, okay? Spoke Jesus of the multitudes and his disciples. So Christ spoke to the multitude of people, right? There was a lot of people around as well as his disciples. Verse 2, saying the scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Okay, what do you mean by that? See, right now, the scribes, just like today, the religious leaders, they sit in the seat of leadership. Okay, they the ones who sit in the seat of leadership. And the people look up to them like they did and looked up to Moses, okay? All right? So Christ letting know that's the same thing going on today. You got all these brothers and sisters all into religion, churches, and all that, and they look up to the pastors, okay? They look up to the pastors for leadership, okay? Verse 3, all therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. Okay, now, what Christ saying in verse 3 is deep, okay? He said, okay, they'll tell you about a certain law. Okay, they'll say, you know, one of the laws of pay your tithes, or they say you shouldn't be, you know, according to the book, you shouldn't be sleeping with your brother, wife, or you shouldn't be sleeping with your your neighbor wife. You know, when I say neighbor, I'm talking about within your tribe, okay? You shouldn't be sleeping with this and do that, okay? You should, all right? The law says you should not eat pork and shrimps and all that. But they tell you that. They telling you about the law. They telling you about the law is correct. The law is the moral. They tell you about the law, but they don't practice. They don't do the works of the law. They don't go out there and do the work of the law. Okay, they telling you the Pharisees and such and such, even the leaders today, they tell you about the law, what you shouldn't do, but they breaking the laws in the Bible. Okay, they eating pork, eating shrimps. You know what I'm saying? They're accepting gay marriages and relationships. They doing all that. Okay? Yeah, they talk a good talk. But when they come to put that work in, them Pharisees and Sadducees do not do that. Even the Pharisees and Sadducees of the day, which is the so-called religious leaders of the day, the El Shah, Jesse Jackson, all that. Okay? All the so-called pastors in these religion church. Christ never did with religion. They talk a good game, but they don't do the work. Okay? They don't do the work. Okay? Now, we're going to go to, Let's go to Matthew. We stay in Matthew. Let's go to Matthew. Stay in 23. We're going to read verse 29. Okay? We're going to read verse 29. Okay? Come on. Let's get it. Okay? It says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye built the tomb of the prophets and garnished the tombs of the righteous." Okay? So he's saying, see, right here, Christ calling the religion leaders hypocrites. Okay? He calling them hypocrites, you know what I'm saying? Because they built the tombs of the prophets and they garnished the graves of the righteous. You know what I'm saying? So what they do, they try to teach on what the previous prophets teach. They try to teach, but then they try to follow the ways of the previous prophets and the leaders. But then they turn around and don't do the work. Okay? They turn around and don't do the work. They don't do the work of the righteous. Okay? They try to act like they righteous. Well, I'm doing the way the brother Moses did it. I'm doing the way that the prophet Isaiah did it. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling y'all, you know, blah, blah. But then when it comes to actually do it, you know what I'm saying, they garnish. Because then the people then look at them and say, wait a minute. Okay, I think you're supposed to be teaching the ways of Moses and the ways Christ teach. You know what I'm saying? I think you're supposed to be teaching that way. The one thing about the Pharisees and religion leaders, even today, they didn't like Christ. They didn't want to follow Christ. That's another big reason why Christ and them Pharisees and religion leaders always got at each other's neck. Because they never wanted to follow Christ. They never wanted to accept Christ as the Son of God. Okay? Let's go to verse 31. Here we go. "Wherefore ye be witness unto yourself," okay, "that ye are the children of them which killed the prophet." Okay, so it's all about them. It's all just like the religious leaders today, it's all about them. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, they killed the children of the prophets. Okay? They killed the children of the prophets, man. Just like brothers go out here, they go to these churches being misled. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the bootleg preacher about loving everybody. Love the white man. Love the Chinese. When these people can't stand you and they ready to kill you and take your neck off. Okay? So I'm going to read that again. "Wherefore ye be witness unto yourself." Okay? So it's all about them. Okay? "That ye are the children of them which killed the prophets." Okay? Okay, so they the one that killed the spirits of the prophets and killed the prophets and set the prophets up. You know what I'm saying? Them religion leaders, just like today, they in the bed. You know, the first thing such thing was in the bed with the Roman Empire, with the white Roman Empire. Okay? They the one who gave Christ up. They didn't kill Christ, but they the one who gave Christ up at the end. Okay? "The cross of Messiah to be killed. With the prophets he said that had to happen, or to save the 12 tribes of Israel." Okay? Now check with Christ. Check with Brother Christ out this mouth in verse 33. Drop down to verse 33. Okay, we're still in Matthew's. We're still in Matthew's the 23rd chapter. Okay, but we're dropping down to verse 33. Check this out. Ye serpents, ye generations of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Okay, he calling them snakes, deceivers, vipers, all types of stuff. Christ did not mess with religion leaders. He did not mess with these religions. Okay? And we brothers out, we Israelite brothers out here trying to teach this truth. And what did the church say? Don't listen to them niggas. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them Israelites. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they twisting the Bible around. Oh, you know, yeah, they, you can eat pork. You can eat anything you want. When the Bible says you can't eat swine, you can't eat pork, okay? You can't sleep with the other nation. You can't marry the other nation, okay? But the churches tell you can do all that, okay? All that is against the book. Now, we're going to drop down to verse 34. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men. Okay, this is Christ speaking. And scribes, okay? Christ said, behold, he sent the prophets, wise men, and scribes. And check this out. And some of them ye shall kill and crucify, okay? So they're telling people, don't listen to the prophets that Christ had. Don't listen to them brothers that Christ had. You know what I'm saying? Christ is not the Messiah. Christ is not. This is what the Pharisees and Sadducees were saying. Okay, setting the prophets up to be killed, to be talked about. You know what I'm saying? Tarnishing their name. Okay? Okay, so, okay, where we at? Glad. Okay, and some of them, ye scroll in your synagogue and prosecute them from city to city. So they talked about them like dogs. They get in the synagogue and put the men of law, put the true men of law, put them down. And talk about them and badmouth them to city of city, just like they doing today. They all them religion leaders all over the internet, all over their congregation saying, don't bother them Israelites. They don't know what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? We still believe in the white Jesus. You know, you can eat pork. The law's not done away. That's what they doing. They try to demolish the true image of Christ and the true leaders. And the followers of Christ, you know, and the true prophets, they try to tear down, okay? Now, this is Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live. If you just came through, we breaking down of Christ crucified, criticizing the religion leaders, and Christ never taught religion, okay? Now, we in John chapter 1, verse 26. Okay, if I'm moving too fast, again, you're going to always catch the rebroadcast, okay? Because I'm trying to get it in before my time's up, okay? All right, here we go. If any man among you seem to be religious, okay, and not his tongue be deceived, his own heart, this man religion is vain. So Christ telling you right there, he's not about religion, okay? Say, any man among you who be religion in his own tongue, okay, not in his own tongue, but deceive. He deceive out his tongue. That's what the religion leaders do. They deceive the peoples all day long, and they talk from out of their own heart, okay? This man, this religion man is vain, okay, is wicked, is worthless. He's a worthless person. That's what a religion leader is, what is vain, a worthless person, okay? You should not follow anything to do with religion, you should not follow, okay? Now, let's go to John chapter 5 and verse 39. Okay, check this out. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, okay? So again, you got these so-called pastors, you know what I'm saying, going through scriptures, going through thinking they know the law and know the scriptures, you know, and again, it says, search the scriptures, for ye think ye have eternal life, and they ye are which testify of me. So don't think because you go to church and your pastor's going through a couple of scriptures like you're gonna get it, like your pastor's gonna get eternal life. Nah, he's not teaching the scriptures right. If he's teaching you, you can eat anything. You know what I'm saying? He's accepting gays and lesbians. He's teaching against the book. Then don't be mad at me. Take it up with God. Okay? Take it up with the Most High. Okay? All right, so again, most religions, if you ain't with most all the religions, do not follow Christ at the end of the day. They don't follow Christ. And I'm going to keep it real with you. They don't follow Christ. Again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live. And I hope now y'all listening to this, that y'all writing these scriptures down and getting understanding. Okay? Now, here we go. Go to Matthew. We're going to stay in Matthew. Go to Matthew's chapter 22, 36. Get that. Okay? And we're going to read 36 and 37. Here we go. It says, Master, which is the greatest commandment of the law? Okay, so that's what, okay, now, his disciples asking him, what is the greatest commandment of the law? Let's see if he's talking about the greatest commandment of the law is study religion. The greatest commandment is following your bootleg-ass pastor. The greatest commandment is do away with all the laws. But just pay your tithe. Let's see what Christ said in verse 37. And Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Okay, so if you love, that's the first, that's the greatest commandment. Because if your mind and your heart and your soul is to the Most High, you ain't going to fall for the okie-dokie with the religion leaders out here. Okay? You ain't gonna fall for these churches, man, the Baptist churches, these Catholic churches, you know what I'm saying, all these TV pastors and ministers. You're not going to fall for that garbage because you want to understand from your mind, your soul, you know what I'm saying, you understand the commandments and the laws of the Most High, and it's not about religion. Okay? It's a spiritual warfare going on out here. Okay, so don't let a few bad apples and this truth cause you to run into the churches, back into the churches, or get caught up in religion. Okay. Now, let's go to Romans. Let's go to Romans chapter 2, verse 6. Okay, here's what it says. Who will render to every man according to his deeds? Okay? Verse 7. To them doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Okay? But, verse 8. But unto them that are contentious, like they okay with it, like they cool with it, and do not do the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, wrath should come to them, anger, okay? Curses will come upon them, okay? So don't get caught up in this bull crap with these religion leaders, man. You know what I'm saying? So again, you know, if you seek the glory and the honor and the immortality means be live forever, okay? Eternal life. If you seek that, okay, you're gonna render in good deeds with the Most High. But to them that who's cool, laid back with doing not obeying the truth and the laws and the commandments, yeah, you're gonna get dealt with. Now let's go to Romans chapter 8. We'll stay in Romans, verse 1. Okay? Here we go. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who work not after the flesh, but after the saints. Okay? So if you don't walk in the way of the Most High God, Christ, again, you have to go through Christ. Okay? If you don't walk in the ways of after the Christ, not after the flesh of man, but after the Spirit. Okay? That's what Romans 8:1 telling you. You have to walk not of flesh, fallen religion leaders, but out of the Spirit through Jesus Christ. Okay? All right? You got to take it up with the Most High. Again, this Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of Washington, D.C. Okay? So again, we're talking about how Christ criticized the religion leaders. Okay? We're talking how Christ criticized the religion leaders. Okay? So again, keep in mind, one thing about religion and being in them churches, and one thing about the Pharisees and Sadducees that the religion leaders today have in plan, they don't follow Christ. Okay? The Pharisees and Sadducees wanted to continue following Moses, but Moses is not the Messiah. He's a prophet, but he's not the Messiah. He's not the Son of God. Okay? And that's what's going on today. Okay? You get in these churches, and one thing about getting in these churches, and reason why the scriptures read the way it reads, because one thing about getting into these, getting deep into these scriptures, these religious leaders are going to do everything in their book to keep that money in their pocket. Okay? They're going to do everything in their book to keep that money in their pocket. You better believe that. Okay, you better believe that. Okay? So, now, one thing about when we run into new brothers and sisters who come out them churches, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to get them out that church. That church is like being on crack. Okay? It's hard to get them off that religion mentality. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's very important that you don't even get into a church. And then you have to have an open mind. You got a lot of brothers and sisters, once we try to pull them out the church and get them the truth, they don't want to hear it. Okay, they don't want to hear the truth. Okay, because they so bobbled up for years of getting caught up in religion, they don't want to hear the truth. Okay, they do not want to hear the truth. Okay, so that's why we got to be very careful. And I'm going to say this, too. Don't let a few Hebrew Israelite brothers, right, who's off and not doing what they're supposed to do, stop you from learning the Word of God. That's why the Bible makes it clear. You have to read. You got to read yourself. You get the scriptures, the brothers who are teaching the truth, you get the scriptures from them, you read for yourself. Okay, you learn and you read for yourself. Okay, you learn and read for yourself. Don't ever listen to what man says. A man can tell you any damn thing. Okay, man can tell you anything. But you have to learn for yourself. It's very important that you learn for yourself. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, it's going to be a big screw up. Because when you try to learn the truth, you're not going to want to learn the truth because your mind is so blocked from listening to that religion all your life. Okay? Okay, now, let's go to John right quick. Let's go to John chapter 2, verse 15, right quick. I almost forget the burn is out. Okay, let me show you how thorough Christ was. And when he had made a whip of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple and the sheep and the ox and pulled out the change money and overthrew the table. Christ ain't play that. You ain't coming in the house alone with the religion garbage selling and buying. That's not what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Again, these churches today doing the same thing. It's all about the money. Okay, it's all about the money. Okay, we'll go to right quick. Let's go to Matthew 21:12. Go to Matthew 21:12. Okay, I'm telling you, man, Christ didn't play. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all of them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the table. So Christ didn't play. He overthrew the table of the seats of them that sold doves, okay? So he didn't play, man. Okay, he did not play. Okay? See, people see a lot of religion leaders think, and a lot of people in the churches think that Christ was this Saul punk or something. Christ was not a punk. Christ was a rebel. He was about forcing the laws and commandments of the Most High God. He was a true leader. And he's still our king today. All right, let's go to Matthew 12:33-34. Okay? Either make the tree, check this out, it's a parallel, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupted and his fruit corrupted. For the tree is known by his fruit. Now, this is what I was telling you about the church. Earlier today, what I was telling you about now, the tree, which is the leaders in the church, okay, if they bring forth good fruit, okay, then the people in the church going to learn the truth of the laws and commandments of the Most High God. If the preacher or the pastor bring corrupted fruit, which they do, they tell the people in the church that, oh, the laws are done away. You can eat pork. This is what this scripture talking about in Matthew 12:33-34, okay? And if fruit corrupted, for the tree is known for this fruit. So if the leadership is bringing corrupted words of food, spiritual food of the Lord, and bringing corrupted words and misguiding the people, okay, then the fruit gonna be corrupted because the tree is bringing out corrupted fruit. Okay, so that's where chapter 12, verse 34 said, "O generations of vipers, how can ye be evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." So again, it backs up 33. Okay, Christ again calling the religion leaders, Pharisees, they call them old generations of vipers. Being evil, speak good things? You being evil, how can you speak good things? That's what Christ's telling them. Okay? Because, again, they are the tree, in verse 33, they are the tree who cause them bad fruit, meaning telling the people in the church lies and misleading the people in the church, telling people the white man Christ, that's who they bow down to. When the book tells you Christ is a black man, the book tells you that all the disciples in the Bible are black. But then you go to a Christian, the Christian will tell you, learning from the pastor, that color doesn't matter. You see what I'm going at with this? So, again, we cannot get caught up in these religion churches, man. We cannot get caught up in these religion churches, okay? We cannot get caught up in these churches, man. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening to the talk show. I want to thank everybody for listening to the talk show, my Facebook friends, my friends and family, my Israelite brothers and sisters worldwide. You know what I'm saying? I want you to catch me on Friday. I'm going to try to do it every Friday, but I have to do kingdom work, do what I got to do. So some days I might not be able to do the show, but I will throw the link out there on Facebook, Israel Black. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you can catch me on Blog Talk Radio, BlogTalkRadio/BlackIsrael96. You always can listen to the rebroadcast on Facebook or on Blog Talk Radio. Okay? We in this, man. We putting kingdom work in. It's a spiritual warfare. They doing everything in the book to try to pull us from out of here. It's a awakening. 2019, 2018, 2019, beyond, it's a world awakening to get into this truth. Whatever your grandmother and your mother taught you back then, or your grandfather taught you from the plantation, white man taught you, you got to get all that crap out your mind. It's time to be reborn into the spirit, be reborn into the truth. Link up with brothers who are going to teach the Bible right, not being out of order, You know what I'm saying? But teach the book like it's supposed to be taught. Stop running into these camps, because I'm telling you, these camps is going to mislead you into a place that you don't want to be at when it comes to the Most High God in Christ. Okay? Okay, some of these camps is out of control. Trust and believe that. Like I just like I sent out earlier this week about one of the camps, I believe it's the UICI, one of their members killed a young lady. Okay? He killed a young lady. That's a damn shame. You know what I'm saying? But that's, you getting caught up in these camps, and these camps are doing wickedness and not doing according to the book. That's what happened. Drink up with brothers who are going to teach the truth and going to do the right thing according to the Most High God. Okay? I want to thank everybody for listening. You already know I'm about to do. You already know I'm about to do. I'm about to drop the microphone. So I'll catch y'all next week. Shalom.
We load a cock and name a shoe. We load a cock and name a shoe.